South Granite Ridge Trail, published Sunday the 23rd of June 2013 at 8 p.m. I hiked this trail almost 6 years ago when I first moved to Nova Scotia. I was looking for a good, lengthy, challenging trail and I found it. It's been a few weeks since getting back from Tanzania and it was time to get back on the trails here at home. The weather so far this spring hasn't been great for hiking, unless you like hiking in the pouring rain, and this past weekend I found myself with both the time and weather to get out for a good long hike. There are two Granite Ridge trails, North and South Loops, that you can do separately or together in one long hike. A friend and I decided to head out and do the South Loop, as it's about 18 kilometers round trip, about 10 kilometers of which is in the White Lake Wilderness area, and the other 8 kilometers or so are on the rail trail. We drove the 45 minutes or so from downtown Halifax and parked out the lot just outside Musquodoboit Harbor. These trails are part of the excellent Musquodoboit Trailway Association, a collection of 6 trails of varying length and difficulty. The first 2.5 kilometers or so is on the rail trail, a good chance to stretch the legs and finish your coffee. Enjoy it now because the Wilderness Trail is a difficult hike. The trail is a true wilderness experience. There are no amenities like picnic tables or benches, and the trail is narrow. Your legs will get a painful workout as you scramble over the many, many rocks. The trail is well maintained, cleared of logs, so at least you don't have to climb over those. The design of the trail is such that if there is a higher spot to get up to, it will take you there. It's nice for views, but over the course of the 10 kilometers, it's punishing on the legs. We made our way around the trail, keeping ourselves hydrated as it was a warm, sunny day. There are many signs warning to keep on the trail. Good advice along the ridge portion of the hike as you get high above the valley. It looked like there hadn't been too many people on the trail yet this season, no footprints to speak of, and a ton of spider webs to clear with our faces. I mean, why did spiders do that? Just a little bit lower and be free of web in our mouths all day. After a grueling 10 kilometer of hiking, legs screaming and my right knee complaining loudly, we found ourselves at the junction of the North and South Loops. This is where you can keep going north or head down the ridge about 600 meters to the rail trail, an enormous place, a covered picnic shelter right on the Musquodoboit River. This is where we stopped for lunch, warming up a couple of sausages on our stove, enjoying a cup of tea and filtering some more water for the 7.25 walk back to the parking lot. Overall, this is a great trail. If you're looking for a challenge, this is it. Make sure to wear very sturdy backcountry hiking boots. Your ankles won't survive the day if you don't. The trail itself is well maintained and marked, so you shouldn't find yourself getting off the trail. Bring lots of water, because you'll drink it. We found the cell reception quite good. There are 2 towers on the hills opposite the trail. But as always in the backcountry, do not rely on your cell phone for navigation or safety. Enjoy it.